Welcome to Reading the News, Book 3. Make sure you have your workbook and a pencil handy. You should be on page 1 of Book 3. Extra, extra, read all about it. Bucket of dirt yields a gem. Questions to think about. Spend a moment thinking about the questions. 1. Have you ever found anything worth a lot of money? 2. Have you ever found some gold, a diamond, or a sapphire? 3. What would you do if you found a sapphire worth $35,000? 4. Word preview. Here are some words from the story. Say the words with me and then write them on the lines. The first one is done for you. 1. Interesting. 2. Commercial. Now, write the word. 3. Experts. 4. Sapphire. 5. Polished. 6. Thousand. 7. Wednesday. 8. College. 9. Education. 10. Decided. Page 2. World News. July 14th, 1995. Bucket of dirt yields a gem. I'll read the article. You read it with me and follow along with your writing hand on the paper under the words. We call this tracking. Fayetteville, North Carolina. 10-year-old Lawrence Shields. Picked through a bucket of dirt at a commercial gem mine and found an interesting rock. It turned out to be a sapphire, one of the state's biggest. Experts said it is worth thousands, possibly more than $35,000. Its exact value won't be determined until it's cut and polished. On Wednesday, Lawrence and his family were at the Gold City Gem Mine near Franklin, North Carolina. Lawrence worked through a $10 bucket of soil and found a large bluish-black stone. Then, people around him started getting excited. Lawrence's father, Larry Shields, said he hoped the stone will help pay for his son's college education. Lawrence has other plans. "I've decided to buy a fishing boat," he said. "The name is going to be Sapphire." Let's read the article together one more time. Remember to follow along, track with your writing hand. Fayetteville, North Carolina. 10-year-old Lawrence Shields picked through a bucket of dirt at a commercial gem mine and found an interesting rock. It turned out to be a sapphire, one of the state's biggest. Experts said it is worth thousands, possibly more than $35,000. Its exact value won't be determined until it's cut and polished. On Wednesday, Lawrence and his family were at the Gold City Gem Mine near Franklin, North Carolina. Lawrence worked through a $10 bucket of soil and found a large bluish-black stone. Then, people around him started getting excited. Lawrence's father, Larry Shields, said he hoped the stone will help pay for his son's college education. Lawrence has other plans. "I've decided to buy a fishing boat," he said. "The name is going to be Sapphire." Page 3, words in the news. Bucket of dirt yields a gem. Write the missing letters to complete the words. These are rhyming words. Rhyming words sound the same at the end. The first word is done for you. 1, rock, block. 2, picked, tricked. 3. You should have written the letters I-C-K-E-D for the word tricked. Now do the rest on your own. 3, mine, fine. Four, nice price. Five, shape, grape. Six, stone, phone. Seven, boat, coat. Eight, soil, boil. Nine, found, pound. 10, large, barge. 11, yield, field. 12. Fishing, wishing. Thirteen, getting, letting. 14, sound, around. 15, picking, ticking. 16. Started, darted. 17. Mining, dining. 18. Hoping, roping. Page 4, words in the news. Bucket of dirt yields a gem. Write the missing letters to complete the words. Use the letters A, E, I, O, or U to complete the words. The words are, row 1, 10. Picked. Bucket. Gem. Let's check the first row. Row 1. 10. T-E-N. Picked. P-I-C-K-E-D. Bucket. B-U-C-K-E-T. And gem. G-E-M. Now, row 2. Exact. Fishing. Until. Biggest. Row 3. State. Mine. Stone. Name. Row 4. Gold. Education. Decided. Going. Now, use the letters C or G to complete the words. Row 5. City. Cut. Getting. Gem. Row 6. Decided. College. Excited. Giant. Use the letters B, F, or H to complete these words. Row 7. Bucket. Hopes. Father. Because. Use the letters L, M, or P to complete the words. Row 8. Mine. College. People. Mountain. Use the letters T, W, or X to complete these words. Row 9. Exact. Worth. Turned. Excited. Use the letters TH or THR to complete these words. Row 10. Thousand. Through. North. Other. Let's check this row. Row 10. Thousand. THOUSAND. Through. THROUGH. North. NORTH. And other. OTHER. Use the letters BL, ST, or SH to complete these words. Row 11. Stone. Bluish. Polished. Black. Let's check this row. Row 11. Stone. STONE. Bluish. BLUISH. Polished. POLISHED. And black. BLACK. Let's take a short break. I'll be right back and we'll finish reading the news. We'll be right back. Page 5. Words in the news. Bucket of dirt yields a gem. Circle the word or words that mean the same or almost the same as the word in bold print. Number 1. At a commercial gem mine. Is commercial similar to A. private, B. business owned, or C. rich? You should have circled B, business owned. Business owned means the same or almost the same as commercial. Now number 2. At a commercial gem mine. Is gem similar to A, old, B, jewel, or C, large? Three. Found an interesting rock. Is interesting similar to A, shiny, B, valuable, or C, curious? Four. Experts said it was worth thousands. Is worth similar to A, valued at, B, under, or C, made for? Five. Possibly more. Is possibly similar to A, definitely, B, perhaps, or C, surely? Six. Its exact value. Is exact similar to A, possible, B, expected, or C, correct? Seven. Started getting excited. Is excited similar to A, upset, B, thrilled, or C, nervous? Eight. Found a large bluish black stone. Is found similar to A, lost, B, looked for, or C, located? Page 6. World News. Bucket of dirt yields a gem. I'll read the article. You read it with me and track under the words. Fayetteville, North Carolina. 10-year-old Lawrence Shields picked through a bucket of dirt at a commercial gem mine and found an interesting rock. It turned out to be a sapphire, one of the state's biggest. Experts said it is worth thousands, possibly more than $35,000. Its exact value won't be determined until it's cut and polished. On Wednesday, Lawrence and his family were at the Gold City Gem Mine near Franklin, North Carolina. Lawrence worked through a $10 bucket of soil and found a large bluish black stone. Then, people around him started getting excited. Lawrence's father, Larry Shields, said he hoped the stone will help pay for his son's college education. Lawrence has other plans. "I've decided to buy a fishing boat," he said. "The name is going to be Sapphire." Let's read the article together one more time. Follow along carefully. Your teacher may time you on the article later. Let's read. Fayetteville, North Carolina. 10-year-old Lawrence Shields picked through a bucket of dirt at a commercial gem mine and found an interesting rock. It turned out to be a sapphire, one of the state's biggest. Experts said it is worth thousands, possibly more than $35,000. Its exact value won't be determined until it's cut and polished. On Wednesday, Lawrence and his family were at the Gold City Gem Mine near Franklin, North Carolina. Lawrence worked through a $10 bucket of soil and found a large bluish-black stone. Then, people around him started getting excited. Lawrence's father, Larry Shields, said he hoped the stone will help pay for his son's college education. Lawrence has other plans. "I've decided to buy a fishing boat," he said. "The name is going to be Sapphire." Page 7. Questions from the news. Bucket of dirt yields a gem. Circle the best answer or completion. Just circle the items that you know. Skip the items that you don't know and look them up in the article when we're finished. 1. Lawrence Shields was A. 9 years old, B. 10 years old, C. 12 years old. Two, Lawrence picked through A. a bucket of rocks, B. a bucket of sand, C. a bucket of dirt. Three, what did Lawrence find? A. a gold coin, B. some silver, or C. a sapphire. Four, his find could be worth A. several hundred dollars, B. more than $35,000, or C. more than $1 million. Five, when will the stone's exact value be known? A. after it is cut and polished, B. before it is cut and polished, C. after a buyer is found. 6. Larry Shields wants to use the money from the stone to A. help pay for his son's new boat, B. buy a new house for the Shields, or C. help pay for his son's college education. 7. Now, go back and circle the items that you skipped. This has been Bob O'Connor for Reading the News.